This is Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. Explosions and smoke were seen around Sarajevo today. NATO says the Western alliance has resumed bombing of Bosnian Serb positions. NATO had threatened to pick up the air campaign if the Serbs failed to comply with an ultimatum, the major demand being that the Serbs pull their large weapons back from Sarajevo. NPR's Andy Bowers joins me from Sarajevo. Can you see or hear any of this going on?
Yes, you certainly can hear it. There have been several loud explosions that have rocked the city. You can see some smoke coming from a place called Lukovica, which is where the Bosnian Serbs have a large military barracks. It's just across the lines from Bosnian territory. The other thing I've seen is several Sarajevans, when they heard this news that they've been waiting for, they went out into the street and literally jumped for joy. They have been waiting for these airstrikes to recommence. Their opinion is this is the only way to get the Bosnian Serbs to negotiate. They say, the Sarajevans say, that the Serbs only understand force, and they're pleased that NATO has resumed these airstrikes.
Is there any artillery fire?
We have reports that the Rapid Reaction Force, which has the heavy artillery up on Mount Igman near here, has in fact also been bombarding Serb positions. What the UN military commanders here told us before these started was that if they did recommence, that they would be hitting the Serbs even harder than they did last week. Their goal is to try to cripple the Serb military machine with the goal of bringing the Serbs to the negotiating table, making them realize that if this goes on for very long, they won't be able to continue their war effort.
Earlier today, NATO officials said they were trying to determine whether the Serbs were complying with the ultimatum. Can we assume their conclusion was no?
Yes, we certainly can assume that. It was quite a drama here last night. The Bosnian Serbs had sent various conflicting letters to the United Nations. One from the political leadership said, yes, we'll move our heavy weapons away. One from the military commander said, no, we aren't going to move them away. There were some movements of heavy weapons, but it turns out that they didn't really go anywhere. They were not taken outside the 12.5-mile exclusion zone. Instead, they were just sort of moved back and forth, and this apparently was not good enough for the United Nations and NATO.
The deadline set by the Western Alliance for compliance was 5 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. Why did the alliance wait until this morning to resume bombing?
Well, I think that the alliance was trying to stay out of the trap that they fell into last year in February when they sent another ultimatum. They gave a specific hour. The Serbs, like this time, went right up to the wire. And then at that hour, they hadn't complied, and the UN had to sort of back down and say, well, they are complying. This time they made it clear that this was not a hard and fast deadline. They would actually just assess the situation and that airstrikes could recommence any time after that, but it was up to them. They weren't going to set an arbitrary deadline.
NPR's Andy Bowers in Sarajevo.
From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. NATO warplanes are again blasting Bosnian Serb targets close to Sarajevo. Huge clouds of smoke have been seen rising into the sky. The resumption of airstrikes ends a four-day grace period to allow the Serbs to move their heavy weapons away from the city. But the Serbs failed to comply with that UN demand. NPR's Andy Bowers in Sarajevo says the UN and NATO are prepared to keep up the pressure.
The UN military commanders here told us before these started was that if they did recommence, that they would be hitting the Serbs even harder than they did last week. Their goal is to try to cripple the Serb military machine with the goal of bringing the Serbs to the negotiating table, making them realize that if this goes on for very long, they won't be able to continue their war effort.
NATO said last week it had identified 25 specific targets for bombing. They include ammunition dumps, anti-aircraft missile and radar sites, command posts, and communication systems. First Lady Hillary Clinton had sharp criticism today for China in her address to the UN Women's Conference in Beijing. While not naming China outright, she criticized forced sterilization, infanticide, and other policies that are practiced by China. NPR's Mary Kay Magstead reports.
In her speech today, Hillary Clinton strongly supported the declaration made at last year's UN Conference on Population in Cairo that abortion should never be promoted as a means of family planning.
Women and men must also have the right to make these most intimate of all decisions, free of discrimination, coercion, and violence, particularly any coercive practices that force women into abortions or sterilization.
This was the closest Mrs. Clinton came in her speech to criticizing China's human rights record, which has long been a point of contention in U.S.-Chinese relations. Mrs. Clinton called for expanded and improved family planning services worldwide so fewer women would resort to abortions in the first place. I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.
Hurricane Luis has claimed its first fatality, a French tourist in Guadeloupe who drowned after being swept off a jetty into the ocean. Luis is a powerful storm with sustained winds of up to 160 miles an hour. Forecasters say it could be the most destructive storm in the Caribbean in a half century, even stronger than Hurricane Hugo of 1989. Luis could reach the Virgin Islands by midday and Puerto Rico by tonight. Hurricane warnings are posted from Dominica to Puerto Rico. Areas in the storm's path can expect up to a foot of rain. Hurricane Henriette glanced off the remote southern tip of Baja California, Mexico yesterday. It tore down trees and power poles and dumped heavy rain before heading back out to sea. Some 4,000 people were evacuated as a precaution. This is NPR News.